It's Spring Share-a-thon 2018 on American Family Radio. In God we trust.
Some trust in chariots, and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
In you, Lord my God, I put my trust.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or visit AFR.net. In God we trust. It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio.
Sandy Rios with you here on day two of Share-a-thon Spring 2018. You did know that, didn't you? And it's great to be with you. You know, I was just listening to that scripture verse in the opening. Some trust in chariots, others in horses, but we put our trust in the name of the Lord our God. That reminds me of something that happened to me. I was in the green room getting ready to speak at I was getting ready to introduce someone who was going to speak, and this was a person whose name you would know, person you would know, who's in the crosshairs of a lot of things right now, and this was a long time ago. And he was being very vulnerable with me, talking about the difficulties of what was happening, public service, the discouragement, and all of that. And I remember sharing that verse with him. Some trust in horses, others in chariots, but we put our trust in the name of the Lord our God. I'll never forget that. And how ironic that God should have elevated him to different positions. But that's the power of Scripture, and certainly that's the position of American Family Radio. And we are in our Spring Share-a-thon asking you to help us to make that message clear. We bring so much news every day, and a lot of it's discouraging. You know me, I raise my hand, I'm guilty of that. You start your mornings with a lot of bad news, no question about it. But the thing I always try to instill in you as I talk to myself is that we trust God. We trust Him. We trust Him. We have the God of all, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end is our God. It changes our viewpoint on all that bad news. We are in the middle of Share-a-thon, and we are asking you to help us. But you know that, right? And by the way, we will get to some news in just a second. I promise. But just to start us off, our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. We would appreciate anything that you can give us, anything you can afford in order to keep us. You know, we rely on your donations. You know that, right? We don't have corporate sponsors, and we don't have a government grant. I can't imagine why that would be, but we need you. That's how we survive. And you can go to AFR.net, and make your most generous pledge. And if you do that, we've got some cute things to give you just as a way of saying thank you. I have asked Fred Jackson to join us this morning. Fred, of course, so often hosts the show when I'm not here. We are never on the line together. And so he is the news director at American Family Radio, and he joins us live in the studio back there in Tupelo. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sandy. So great to be with you. Day two of our Spring Share-a-thon. Hey, things are cooking here. Right up to 8 o'clock this morning, Sandy, we have a $10,000 challenge out there. Now, Sandy, you have some of the best listeners to AFR, loyal listeners every morning. And I tell you what, you give them the news, what's happening, your perspective on it all. And we're calling on those listeners right now. Call in right now, $10,000 challenge from now. So you got about 50 minutes, folks. Call in 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You were mentioning some goodies that we have, a one-time gift of $150 or more. You can get five of our In God We Trust decals, five bookmarks, and five buttons. And then for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you can receive all of those, plus a great T-shirt, which says, guess what, In God We Trust. So there you have it, folks. Make the phones ring right now. We've got a room full of folks that are just waiting for your call right now. 877-616-2396. Sandy, it is good to be with you, because normally you're away, I'm here. But to get together like this is fantastic.
It's fun. And, you know, as I was listening to you talk just then, Fred, I realized I listen to you talk a lot. I listen to you deliver the news. You and I talk. But I have never heard that oat in your voice until you just were talking a few minutes ago. And that reminds me, you should tell people, You know, I brag on you all the time because I think you do a great job with our news.
Thank you.
I mean, they may be the best in the nation because you bring all of the news, you know, with, yeah. So, Fred, can you, in a word or two or sentence or two, tell people how you got to American Family Radio and where you came from?
All right. Well, I married a lovely Mississippi girl back in 1980. We met at Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. Went back to Canada from whence I come, Nova Scotia.
Which is why you say oat.
Yeah, that's right. That's. I'm sorry. I've been here 21 years at American Family Radio. There's just some things that are ingrained in the Canadian, you know, that are just there. You know, we say process instead of process and all that sort of thing. I get ribbed about this all the time. That's okay. Hey, listen. And so what happened was I spent 17 years back in Canada after we got married in 1980. Spent 17 years back there working in public broadcasting. Canadian Broadcasting Corporation is kind of Canada's NPR, all right? So that's where we were. Things were really good at the beginning, but what happened was, as time went on, liberal journalistic policy took over. In my last 10 years with the organization up there, I was on the west coast of Canada, Vancouver, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. But sadly, there what happened was there was basically an unwritten rule that... journalism all of a sudden became point of view journalism. In other words, reporters, go ahead and express your values into your stories. I'm not talking about editorials. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about expressing into your news stories.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be part of that. And so a few phone calls later, we got married in Springfield, Missouri, called my former pastor down there that married us. He said, hey, there's this new station in town, American Family Radio in Springfield, Missouri. So I give them a call there. They said they're starting a news service down there in Tupelo, Mississippi at American Family Radio. So I gave them a call. I just came down to have a look around. And if you know Brother Don Weilman, we had a little meeting. He said, Fred, before you leave town, come in and see me. All right. So I came in and saw him. He said, do you want to come down here and work? I saw the door open from the Lord, and I came down. 1997, been here ever since. It has been a joy and a busy ride.
Wow, that's so cool. And Fred, you know, while you were having that experience, I was part of that time. I was in on radio with Salem, actually doing national radio. And part of our broadcasting went into Canada from the West Coast and the East Coast. Mm-hmm. And I covered a lot of Canada issues and watched as Canada really moved to the, leaped and started really persecuting people who had biblical faith when we just thought that was shocking at the time. You know, pastors... punished for using scripture verses against homosexuality, and I don't need to tell you that the Human Rights Commission coming after people. And so we thought, you know, that's Canada, but it would never happen here. Mm-hmm. So now you've come here, and here you are revisiting in a new way that same experience.
Yeah. Let me say, Sandy, what we do here at American Family Radio is outlawed in Canada. Now, I want you to realize this, folks.
Yep.
There's a reason why we fight for these freedoms. It is outlawed in Canada. They have a broadcast standards council up there. Jerry Falwell, when he had his old-time gospel hour, they had to change the program when it went into Canada because they couldn't talk about homosexuality. Same thing with Focus on the Family
when
James
Dobson
was there. Mm-hmm. They weren't allowed to say the things that we say on the air each day, scripturally based things. They're not allowed to say them there in Canada over the airwaves.
Yeah. So, and okay, so that kind of brings the focus back to why we're talking to you this morning. Because American Family Radio, really, we are able to say, to be honest, and to talk about all things. We have the freedom to do that, but we're not sure, really. It's not an overstatement to say we're not sure how long that might stay the case here in this country. We Amen. Know what the left is pushing for. They're trying to silence conservative voices. They are against free speech. They think that it should be controlled. Our college kids, our young people don't even understand the importance of the First Amendment. All that said, we need your help to stay on the air, and we're going to fight and swing away, but we need your help. And the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or go to afr.net, and make your most generous donation. Not something that hurts you, because you can't afford it, but something that you can afford to give and that will be helpful to us. And, you know, whatever you give will be helpful to us because all that stuff combines and, you know, we just kind of work together like building the barn. Mm-hmm. So we ask you to call 877-616-2396 or afr.net. All this last several weeks, we've been asking you to call in and express to us what AFR Talk means to you, and people have done that in droves. And so let's just pause and hear a listener express their view of AFR Talk.
Hi, Sandy. It's Susan and Randy from Texas. We have coffee with you every weekday and put on our armor. We step up, speak up, say something, and do something. We are not retiring. You've inspired us to be delegates to our party's state convention. We know the ending. We are victorious. God bless you and AFA for helping us to stand.
Wow, Susan and Randy, I have to understand, Fred, you probably know this. I don't hear these things before they play on the air. But let me just say that Susan and Randy are just incredible people. I've met them at other AFA events. And God bless you guys for all that you have done and your faithfulness to finish well. You know, Fred, it's pretty easy to just kind of unplug and stop working and just say, I spent my time in the barrel, they say. I wonder how you feel about that.
We need to step up. The Bible talks about, and Paul talked about, that this is, we're in a spiritual battle in this country. And the wonderful part about American Family Radio is that we provide you an opportunity to step up to the front lines and be involved. And we do that in so many ways each day. Our whole purpose here is to educate and to motivate folks. I hear all the time people saying, I get phone calls in the newsroom, I get emails, I get testimonies from people saying, I wouldn't have known this is going on unless I was listening to American Family Radio. Now, we've got, here's what's going on here, folks. There's basically the vast, vast majority of broadcasting websites in this country are anti-Christian and anti-Christian values. That's as plain and as simple. It's becoming more black and white all the time. And so what we're hearing is, okay, I never heard this story. I never heard this story about, for instance, Mike Pompeo, who's gone before a Senate hearing last week to be the new Secretary of State, how he was persecuted by a Democrat senator who now has been joined by others because of Mike Pompeo's belief about biblical marriage. The other side doesn't even talk about this kind of stuff.
No, they don't. They ignore it. And so, no, you're absolutely right, Fred. I always say, I learned when I really got into radio and doing talk radio that part of the way the news media slants the news is that they omit so much. Mm. It isn't necessarily lies or twisting, although they've got more blatant with that. But it used to be that they just didn't tell you. They just didn't tell you the whole story. You see it in newspaper in print. I'm sure you know the old pyramid principle that you're supposed to put the who, what, when, where, and how, why in the first few sentences or paragraphs.
Right.
And then you get to the lesser details. But what I found they've been doing in the last several years since I've been paying attention is you have to often read down, multiple column inches before you actually get to the main gist of the story or fully understand it, because a lot of things they're just trying to hide. Mm-hmm. But that's we're not trying to hide anything. We want you to know the whole truth. We believe, we certainly believe that you can't have an informed opinion unless you hear everything.
Yeah.
Now, it's true, Fred, that we don't have time. Look, I get criticized because I don't present both sides. I get that a lot. You get the other side, in spades 10 times over and 50 on other news outlets. And I'm not a news person like Fred is. I'm not. I'm a commentator. And so I do choose. And I can't get everything in. And so my choices are evident in the things that I cover. But I don't hide things that are counter to our viewpoint that would change. Because I don't want to believe lies. And I want you all to know what the truth is. I only want to speak what's true. So that's our commitment to you. Let me just say the phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net and make your most generous donation. When we return, Fred Jackson and I were going to talk about the news. There are some big stories. I want us to start, Fred, with that Southwest airplane accident.
Yes.
Because that's pretty stunning.
New details this morning on that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. So we're going to get to that in just a second, but our phone number is 877-616-2396. Go to AFR.net. This is Sandy Rios along with Fred Jackson, our news director. Be back right after this.
digital media editor, Dr. Ray Rooney.
I just get a great joy out of seeing, wow, I work with people that know an awful lot. The insight, the wisdom that people have brought with them when they come to work at AFA. God called every single individual here at AFA. And the reason I know that is because of the results that we're getting and the corporate spirit. There's no animosity. There's no departmental jealousies. It's amazing to watch it all work together.
Hi, this is Chad from Iowa. As a result of Family Radio and Focal Point and Brian Fisher, I have become more active in calling congressmen, senators, and just got off the phone with a representative from Target Stores after the man was in the women's bathroom and exposed himself to the girl in Chicago. Had a nice long discussion with her, and my three daughters and my wife will never set foot in a Target until they reverse their policy to allow men in women's bathrooms. She said that leadership is looking into making some changes. So hopefully we are getting it taken care of. Brian, you're the man. Love the crew. And you guys keep doing what you're doing, and God bless.
It's how we live. In God we trust. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
All right, Sandy Rios back with you. This is Spring Share-a-thon 2018. In God we trust. We trust in God, and yes, we do. Sandy Rios back with you along with Fred Jackson. Big story happened yesterday. Oh, our phone number is 877-616-2396. Fred, you want to just give us, is the phone ringing? Are people calling? I want to know.
It's ringing for sure. And but I see two people out there. I'm going to pass along some very private information to you folks. I see two people out there, and they need a phone call. Right now. They need a phone call. We have
to fed, boost their self-esteem and the coffers of AFR Talk.
That's right. We have fed them this morning, folks. They just had sausage and biscuits. They got to learn. They've got to earn their keep. All right. So they got a couple of people out there right now, and we want them to get busy. So 877-616-2396. This is a $10,000 challenge until the end of your program this morning, Sandy. $10,000 challenge. This is the time to call, folks, right now. 877-616-2396. And we got some gifts to give you, too. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you get five or In God We Trust decals, five bookmarks, and five buttons. And if you give us a monthly gift of $30 or more, you'll also receive all of those things plus an In God We Trust t-shirt. So that's a great deal for you right now. 877-616-2396. Make these folks in our call center work for that sausage and biscuit. All right? That's your challenge right now, folks.
All right. Okay, you got your marching orders, 877-616-2396. Something really tragic happened yesterday. Let's listen to Fox's report before Fred and I talk. Here it is.
It's hard to believe this even happened. It sounds like something out of a movie. Investigators now pouring over the blown engine as Southwest rushes to inspect their fleet. Tragedy striking the doomed Southwest flight shortly after takeoff from New York's LaGuardia Airport. The plane heading to Dallas when the engine blew, sending debris smashing into a window. Passengers trying to stop a woman from getting sucked out as pilots made an emergency landing in Philadelphia.
We've got injured passengers. They said there was a hole and someone went out.
The woman, identified as Jennifer Reardon of Albuquerque, New Mexico, did not survive. She was a mother of two and an executive at Wells Fargo. Nearly 150 passengers and crew members shaken, as you can imagine, as they walked out onto that tarmac. Some didn't think they'd survive.
My wife is in her third trimester, our first child. So I spent a lot of my time trying to articulate what I wanted my final words to be to my unborn child.
Wow. NTSB's preliminary examination shows evidence of metal fatigue on the engine and that a fan blade was missing. Part of the broken engine recovered 70 miles west of Philadelphia. Southwest pilot Tammy Jo Schultz now being hailed a hero for safely landing that plane. She was one of the first female fighter pilots in the U.S. Navy. This is the first deadly commercial airline accident in the U.S. since 2009.
Well, that's pretty remarkable right there. That last thing, that was Jackie Abanis of Fox News. Fred, you're our newsman, so I'm going to throw it to you to fill in some more blanks from this morning's news.
Well, here's what's happening. The inspectors who have now had a look at that engine, as our reporter mentioned from Fox there, that the number 13 blade, you know, you look at the front of an engine and there's blades, and those blades turn, they draw air in into a very high speed, which gives us that extra thrust. So the number 13 blade was missing. And what they've been able to determine so far, there was fatigue in place. So I think where the investigation is going to take us probably is an in-depth investigation of the maintenance recently that has been done on that engine. Listen, in this country, number one, the 737 airplane 700, fairly new airplane. It's flown by almost every airline in this country. It is one. There are thousands of these airplanes all over the world. It's a great aircraft by Boeing. So it's a good solid. Some people have described it with a tank with wings. It's really, really good. So it's going to go to the maintenance logs for that particular airplane. Why was there fatigue to the point that that blade came loose? When those blades come loose, this was at 32,000 feet. That blade comes loose. It tears the cowling. That's the covering over the engine. It tore it off, and from what we can gather is a piece of that cowling hit one of the windows where this dear lady was sitting. And because they were at 32,000 feet, our listeners are going to know there's a great difference in pressure inside the plane. It's kind of air pressure that we experience here in the ground. At 32,000 feet outside, it's probably minus 40 degrees or so, and the air pressure is far less. So when the window breaks, the air goes sucking outside, and that's why a person sitting near a window would be sucked outside. But here's the depth of the passengers. I read this morning where one of the male passengers with a cowboy hat on. I have to assume he's from Texas.
Yeah, it was on his way to Texas.
You know. On his way to the Love Field in Dallas. He comes along and with supernatural strength drew that lady's body back into the airplane. But she had been injured so badly that sadly she passed away. But he came along, and then other passengers tried to stuff that window with something. I'm not sure what, pillows, blankets, or whatever, because the plane then started to descend down where the pressure was a bit more even. And so they were able, and kudos to the pilot, this Navy pilot, this lady. She did a fantastic job landing with one engine. Plus, you've got one engine that's adding what we call in pilot worlds an extra drag on the left-hand side. I did pilot training in the Canadian military many years ago, and that takes some really super skills to get that airplane down on the ground safely. This could have been a, as sad as we are for this lady who passed away, and our thoughts and prayers go to the family, this could have been far worse. If that pilot didn't have those skills to get it down, and God allowed it, let's give God the praise.
Yeah. You know, Fred, I was just reading this morning, the pilot's name is Tammy Jo Schultz. She's 56. Mm-hmm. And as we heard in that Fox report, she is the first fighter pilot. She was the first female fighter pilot in the Navy. But here's the part you might not have heard. Maybe you did. She graduated from Mid-America Nazarene, and she was a pilot and instructor with the Navy before she joined Southwest in 1993. But here's more. Schultz, a Christian, once said in an interview that sitting in the captain's chair gave her, quote, the opportunity to witness for Christ on almost every flight.
Amen.
And passengers said after they landed that she came back and talked to every single person on that plane.
Wow.
And they talk about how, what did she say? They said she was so steady. As traumatic as it was, she just was steady and encouraging to the whole thing. Amen. See, that's only God could do that.
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
I fly all the time, Fred, and LaGuardia is a very familiar airport to me. And I always think, in fact, you know, we just came back from Scotland, as you well know. Bruce and I fly so much that we feel that it's almost an act of ingratitude to God to take it for granted that you're safe. You're taking a huge risk when you get on those planes.
Yep.
And so I usually am usually pretty sober, understanding, you know, often I think, you know, we could go down in a second, and I just want to make sure that my heart is right, you know, mm-hmm. that I'm ready to meet the Lord, and that I don't panic, that I honor him even if we go on some descent. Sounds like the people on that plane had the same view, a lot of them anyway.
Yeah.
It's a great story. Mm-hmm. Well, this is our spring share-a-thon, and you know what? Because we're AFR Talk, we're able to emphasize that. That's a pretty big point in the story, that she was a Christian who Amen. Felt that every time she was in the captain's chair was an opportunity to witness for Christ on almost every flight. You probably won't hear that in other news outlets today, right. but you hear it here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you enjoy hearing all of the news, then you need to help us, because we need your help. The phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. And while we kind of see what the phones are going to do here, let's listen to another listener who's weighed in on how he or she feels about AFR Talk.
Hi, this is Jackie from North Carolina. I just wanted to say that we just love American Family Radio. I get most of my news from there because it's Christian-based. And we love Abraham Hamilton III, Sandy Rios, of course, Brian Fisher, and, you know, Walker Wildman. What a great addition he is. So, but the main thing is, I want to compliment Tim Wildman for the people that he's hired on the staff there. I think he's done a great job.
Wow, what a sweet comment, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
In every way. And thank you right back to you, precious listener. We appreciate your input. And thanks for the affirmation for all of us, really. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. And it's AFR.net. Fred, what's happening there in terms of, you know, the phones and everything?
It's looking pretty busy out there right now. So I guess some folks call. We're in this $10,000 challenge until 8 o'clock this morning. I'm looking out there. They're pretty busy. But you know what? Call right now, folks. 877-616-2396. And when that person picks up the phone, tell them Sandy and Fred said call right now. 877-616-2396.
That ought to do it.
Hey, listen, we enjoy Share-a-thon. We enjoy when I get to go to the phone center there and take some calls. Love talking to folks. From all over the country, I want to say thank you to Beverly in Houston, Texas this morning, for Theo in Fairfax, Virginia, Steve in Ethelsville, Alabama, Elizabeth in Rogers, Arkansas, and Tim Whitley in Paducah, Kentucky. Hey, listen, I love going through these names, Sandy, because it just gives you an idea of the scope of American Family Radio. How God has blessed AFR, 184 stations across the country. For our newscast now, we have affiliates that take us coast to coast. I mean, God has just taken what Brother Don started on his dining room table many years ago. God has just taken it and expanded it. Something incredible. Only God can do that. But you know, God, folks, uses people just like you. And sometimes, Sandy, when I'm in that phone center, I get a call from a dear soul who says, I can only give $20. I tell, don't ever say that, because that's what God has laid on your heart to give. If it's $20, if it's $15, don't ever be ashamed of that, folks. If that's all God is able to allow you to give right now, don't be ashamed of that. 877-616-2396. God just expects us to do what we can do. He never expects us to go beyond what we can do. He right. just expects us to be faithful to what he has given us. 877-616-2396. How has God blessed you? You make that assessment. Give us a call right now.
All right. Excellent, Fred. And thank you all for all those phone calls. And we just hope you'll keep it right up. It's 877-616-2396. Remember that matching gift till the top of the hour. That means that you, for every $10,000 you give, not by yourself, but jointly, those of you calling in, this anonymous person will give $10,000 more. So each thing that you give, each dollar is worth $2. That's what that means. Fred, another story. This is big to me, and I don't know. I haven't even had a chance to talk to my listeners about this because there have been so many things going on. But the Comey interview, of course, over the weekend made big news with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. But this is amazing to me. Two parts of this. First of all, we know from other news sources here that Mrs. Comey did an interview with George Stephanopoulos in which she said, "I wanted a woman president really badly, and I supported Hillary Clinton. A lot of my friends worked for her, and I was devastated when she lost." James Comey, of course, the former FBI director who's on the hot seat for letting Mrs. Clinton off the hook, not even putting her under oath when she did her interview, looking the other way about the Clinton Foundation and multiple things we could say, and while claiming that he's not political, told ABC that his wife and daughters attended the Women's Day March a day after President Trump's inauguration. His wife goes on to say, "I was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. I wanted her to win." And so, and then of course went to the Women's March, which we all know was so degrading. It's just amazing. It's to me amazing how the wife of the former FBI director, all dressed up, beautifully coiffed, you know, in this gorgeous home, should have such a, to me, attend such a vulgar thing with her daughters, but she did. Mm-hmm. And so that's who James Comey lives with. And let me just also say this other shocking thing, Fred, then I want you to comment on it. James Comey, in the course of his interview, I don't know that this went on tape. They've released the other parts of the interview that didn't air, so I'm not sure. But his book, A Higher Loyalty, he says, "I pray no FBI director ever has to deal with this again because it was just a series of no-win decisions. And so which would be the last bad decision is constantly what we're thinking in the book. Mm-hmm. And my hope is, I even hope Hillary Clinton at least reads those parts of the book, because I think she will walk away saying, you know what? I think that guy's an idiot, but you know, he's kind of an honest idiot. He's trying to do the right thing. And I kind of actually get what he was faced with." Mm-hmm. So James Comey saying even now that he hopes that Hillary Clinton will forgive him and sort of, you know, have kind thoughts toward him for what he did in the campaign. Just your thoughts about those things, Fred.
Well, you know, kind of big picture from all we've learned over the last several months is that I believe President Barack Obama very deliberately weaponized the Justice Department. And we can go down the ingredients of this story, the Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac, allegedly talking about grandkids. But, you know, I find that hard to believe around the time that Bill Clinton's wife Hillary was being investigated. We've learned so much about when James Comey was director of FBI. One of his agents was Peter Strzok. He was put in charge of the Hillary investigation, has an interview with Hillary Clinton, doesn't even put her under oath. And we now know from the text messages between Peter Strzok and his girlfriend Lisa Page in the FBI that Peter Strzok, he loved Hillary Clinton, wanted her to win, and was distraught over the idea. We couldn't use the language that they used in those text messages, was distraught that Donald Trump was going to win. It looked like he was going to win the election. And they had a plan B. The deputy director, Andrew McCabe, remember one of those texts that Peter Strzok talked about meeting with Andy and talking about an alternative plan.
A backup plan, yeah.
You know what the alternative plan
insurance
was,
policy.
It was. It's the whole Mueller investigation. That's the alternative plan. And then the confession of James Comey in that interview the other night, that when he met with President-elect Trump, he mentioned a document, and he was referring to this dossier that was out there. But he never told President-to-be Donald Trump that the dossier was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. Didn't think it was necessary to tell President Trump that.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I guess to the point about Comey, he's telling us he's not political. And he would just die if he thought he'd done anything to affect the election. Mm. While he says that he hopes Hillary will like him again if she hopes she will read his book and like him again. Oh. And that his wife and girls went to the anti-Trump march the day after. And he's not political. So here you go. But that's the way it goes. And that's part of the truth that we bring you daily on AFR Talk. Important information for you to make decisions and vote and get active in this culture. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396 is the number. And AFR.net is where you can go online. Thank you so much in advance for all that you're going to do to help us. Sandy Rios in the morning.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Hey, we're right in the middle of our In God We Trust Share-a-thon. Folks, we don't have any other support than the Christian community who listen to AFR and are willing to stand with us financially. So we need to hear from you during our share-a-thon. Please call us at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net.
My name is Shauna from Paris, Tennessee, and AFR impacts my family in that being a homeschooling mother and there during the day with my daughter, as we're doing things about the house, we'll listen to AFR, and AFR reinforces all the things that we have been teaching her about God, about our country, about what it means to be a believer in this world, and it's nice to have that reinforcement so that she knows it's not just coming from us, that there are other people out there who believe and follow these same things. And we just appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net. Spring Share-a-thon 2018 continues on American Family Radio.
Okay, friends, Sandy Rios back. Have I ever said, has it been a while since I said to you how grateful I am for each and every one of you? Even those of you who don't like me, I'm grateful for you too, because you teach me things also. We're wanting to know the truth. I want to know the truth, don't you? Our God is the God of all truth. I wouldn't want to be any place except in the center of that. And I appreciate and am honored, so honored, by the numbers of you who turn the dial and listen every morning and respond and call and email. It's just a great blessing and a great honor. And I know that's the way all of us at American Family Radio feel about your support. It just enriches our lives. We do not take it for granted. You're not just a number to us or just a nameless face. We love hearing your names, by the way, in every way. I love hearing the listener stories. Love it when you call in. Love your email, your Facebook, all of that. We are partners together in this, and we're playing our role as faithfully as we can. And as I say to you every morning, you know, speak up, stand up, speak up, say something. So many of you are doing that, and thank God for you. Thank God for you. You suppose we could turn this country around? I know it's not impossible, and I keep hoping for that and praying for it, and we're trusting God either way. Our phone number is 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net and make your pledge. Fred Jackson back there in Tupelo, what's going on?
Hey, listen, great. You folks are responding, just looking out over our phone center. We've got a couple available right now, 877-616-2396. Make them busy in that phone center, 877-616-2396, $10,000 challenge from now until the top of the clock. And that means about, you got 17 minutes, folks, 17 minutes. Just before you head into work this morning, just get that cell phone out there, make that call, 877-616-2396 for a one-time gift of $150 or more. You're going to get five of our In God We Trust decals, five bookmarks, and five buttons with that on it. And for a monthly gift of $30 or more, on top of all of that, you will get an incredible In God We Trust t-shirt. So folks, make the phones ring, $10,000 challenge in the next 16 minutes now. That's all you've got. So make that phone ring, 877-616-2396.
Well, like, and then in the words of Fred Jackson, get that phone out. Get it out now. Get it out. I will never. Now, every time I hear you say those Canadian things, I'm going to laugh. Okay.
Go to it. Go to it, Sandy.
Well, another big story, of course, happened last night, which is, a national treasure has passed away. CBS had a great report. Let's listen.
There is late word tonight from Houston. Former First Lady Barbara Bush has died at her home there. She was 92 and had been in failing health for some time.
I'm the mother of wonderful children and the wife of the world's greatest man.
A modest Barbara Bush was so popular, she surpassed her husband, President George H.W. Bush, in public opinion polls. They married when she was 19 and he was a 20-year-old Navy pilot on home leave during World War II. She often joked that her success in life came from marrying well.
I fell in love with him practically at first sight.
As a young couple, the Bushes moved to Texas and built an oil business. They had six children, but their oldest daughter, Robin, died of leukemia at the age of three. In 1966, George Bush was elected to Congress, and the family headed to Washington, D.C., one of 29 moves that Barbara Bush organized during their marriage. As First Lady, she focused on early childhood education for preschoolers and adult literacy for their parents.
I honestly believe that if more people could read, write, and comprehend, we would be that much closer to solving so many of the problems that plague our nation.
She won over the American people with her warm, self-mocking charm.
And speaking of glamour, I want you all to look at me very carefully.
After the Bushes left the White House, they saw two of their sons carry on the family legacy in politics. George as governor of Texas before being elected president in 2000, and Jeb as governor of Florida.
Vote for Jeb. At the end of your life, you will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent.
Okay, so that's the voice of Barbara Bush. Those of us that have lived during her lifetime have really enjoyed her wit. She's just hilarious. She was known for the big pearls she always wore, but not a caricature. She was a serious-minded woman. And when she spoke, we listened, right, Fred?
That's it, exactly. By the way, you mentioned the pearls. She was known for that. But she also reminded people they were fake pearls. She always wanted to remind. She said, look, she loved her pearls. I think she had a thyroid issue or whatever, so she wore pearls all the time. But she said, they're fake pearls. You know, she was so down to earth. She was a great lady. That marriage, 73 years, which is the longest marriage of any presidential couple in American history, folks.
Isn't that something?
They had something special. Hey, listen, I need to tell you, Franklin Graham was interviewed this morning on Fox and Friends. And the Grahams and the Bushes have been good family friends for a long, long time. And Franklin Graham this morning, here's an interesting story. I've not heard this before. And I think it was when George W. was president. His mom was visiting him, and they were having a discussion about salvation. And George W. said to his mom, salvation comes. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and we must accept what Jesus did on the cross for our sins. His mom said, call Billy Graham. I want to talk to him. So from the White House, went to Billy Graham's house. I don't know, maybe they had him on speed dial. But he talks to Billy Graham, and Billy Graham confirmed, yes, that was the only way of salvation. So I tell you what, this is what an incredible story, what an incredible lady. She, you know, it's really interesting how the world is responding to this, and Democrats and Republicans all praising this lady. But you know, she has... She had values all of her life that conservatives have celebrated, that Christians have celebrated. Hard work, being a great mom, being a great wife, a loyal wife, all of those things that conservatives have celebrated, those values she adhered to. One more thing, going back to the pearls once again, Franklin Graham was saying this morning, his mom shared Barbara Bush's love of pearls. And Franklin Graham shared that when his mom was on her deathbed, she insisted of having her pearls on. Just two great ladies.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they actually were quite a bit alike now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Because in terms of nature, because Mrs. Graham, Ruth, was so outspoken and always spoke her mind and was very pointed, you know, often hilarious, sometimes, you know, sometimes pointed in a different way. And Sir Barbara Bush was the same. Uh-huh. And, you know, Fred, part of the speech we just heard in that excerpt from or that report from CBS was her speech at Wellesley in 1990. Wellesley is, of course, a women's school. That's where Hillary Clinton went. It's like an Ivy League for women. Mm-hmm. And all the smart girls from very fine families go to Wellesley. At least a lot of them do. So it's a pretty radical thing for Barbara Bush to tell them that they should concentrate more on their families and husbands and worry less about their careers.
Yeah.
That was a pretty controversial thing to say at Wellesley. Yeah. So anyway, you'll hear more today about the life of Barbara Bush. She was, in fact, an absolutely beautiful woman in her youth. Mm-hmm. She always, had that real white hair. I heard that when her first daughter died of leukemia, her hair started turning, and that she just never wanted it. She didn't ever want to do anything to it. So then when she became first lady, which is when she came on the radar screen for many of us, her hair was white. And she looked older than her husband, and there were a lot of remarks about that, jokes made. But she really was a stunningly beautiful woman, and you'll see pictures of her today as we hear her life recounted. Well, this is our spring share-a-thon, and we are inviting you to call us and to give your most generous pledge. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. Could I just interject the obvious that we could not do what we do without your help? The equipment, the studios, the personnel, none of this. The radio, we have a movie studio that does great work. We have a magazine. We should go through some of that, but I don't want to bog us down for the moment. Maybe we'll come back and outline some of that. But we have a wide reach in so many ways, and it's not possible without money. Money is like the gasoline that powers the car. You may have a gorgeous car, but you don't have gasoline, you can't go anywhere. So we can't go anywhere unless we have the fuel of your money to us. So we're asking for your help. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or go to AFR.net. This is what another listener had to say about listening to AFR Talk.
I just really want to say how much AFR has blessed me over the years. I travel back and forth to work, probably about 2 hours in the car every day, and I start off my morning listening to Sandy Rios, and I just love her boldness and the fact that she shows how much she loves our country and our God, and she's willing to put herself out there and speak what other people won't speak, and I appreciate her keeping us informed. I take a late lunch just on purpose so I can get a little bit of Brian Fisher. He is awesome as well. I like the information that he puts out there, and the way he thinks things through makes me think things through, and I love that. And then we've added Abraham Hamilton at the 5 o'clock hour, and I just love listening to him. He's very informative, and he holds no punches either. All three of these people speak boldly for God, and they love our country, and it shows, and they speak about family, and I am so happy that they are part of my life every day. I look forward to hearing them, and I miss them when they're not there.
Wow. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for those kind and encouraging words. That's like an injection into the bloodstream of encouragement, isn't it, Fred?
That's absolutely true. I just think when I listen to these testimonies, folks, this is American Family Radio, and you are part of our family. You are a key part of this family. And families come together to help each other out twice a year, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We come to you and say, come along and partner with us so we can keep the message of the gospel, the message of truth in politics and so many other topics. You allow us to continue to do this. Twice a year we come to you. We just want to thank Shirley in Rock Island, Illinois right now, Bobby in Leon, Mississippi, Joseph in Jamestown, North Dakota, Martha in Mount Sterling, Kentucky, and Vicky in Harrison, Arkansas, and Gloria in Dallas, Texas. Thank you so much, folks. And we still have just about 7 minutes for you to call 877-616-2396, $10,000 challenge. Right up until 8 o'clock Central this morning, 877-616-2396 is the number to call. And I tell you what, we want to keep that phone center here at our home base in Tupelo busy. 877-616-2396. Just before you go into the office this morning, give us a buzz right now.
Okay, 6 minutes left as far as I can see here. Fred, I'm going to throw something at you here.
Okay.
Let's just for a second do a little ping pong. You know, American Family Association has so many things, so many irons in the fire, as they say. So let's take turns kind of talking. I'm just going to throw one out, and then I'm just going to let you throw one out that, I mean, we could talk about AFR News, but let's talk about other things. Like, for instance, the movie studio.
Yes.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the movie that just came out, The God Who Speaks, the documentary, has won the best documentary, the Christian Worldview Film Festival of 2018. It's just excellent. And we're getting ready to release the God Who Speaks Sunday School curriculum kit, and that will be coming out shortly. And then Ryan DeFrades, Secret Agent. I just bought that, Fred, for my 9-year-old and 6-year-old in Scotland. I watched the whole thing, the whole series. I guess there's two now. And we loved it. It is so well done. It's just excellent. So that's part of what AFA does. All right, your turn.
Yeah. Dan Celia, financial advice from a Christian perspective. What a treasure. And Dan, as you know, we have these town hall meetings around the country. Hundreds of people show up because they value the information that Dan gives them on a daily basis here in American Family Radio. And Dan's just walking into the studio here, so we're talking about you, Dan. In a very positive way, Dan.
We're giving out your personal phone number for people to make donations, okay?
He just said hello, Sandy.
I bet, Dan.
But he's up next in about 5-10 minutes, folks. But Dan is one of our treasures here. We are so glad that God brought him. But, you know, you make his program possible, folks. 877-616-2396. So that's another treasure.
All right, another one, 1 Million Moms. And if you haven't joined, you need to, because 1 Million Moms is really concentrating on content and broadcasting, and they have had so many successes getting some horrible things off the air.
Yeah.
Right now, AFA is in a campaign to get 13 Reasons, the Netflix series that's glorifying suicide and has caused the death of 3 girls, at least, that we know of so far. So we're working on things like that through 1millionmoms.com. So that's just another thing that we do. And if that's something that you say, yay, we've got to do that, call 877-616-2396. Okay, Fred, your turn.
AFA Action Alerts. If you go to AFA.net, you can go over on the right-hand side and you sign up for our Action Alerts. Now, what are those all about? Those are bringing attention to very current news events, what's happening, for instance, in Target stores these days, what's happening in the political realm. We let you know about if there's a state that's moving forward with a religious freedom piece of legislation. We also talk about if there are state legislatures that are moving forward or at the federal government level with things that might jeopardize your religious freedom. That's AFA Action Alert. We make it so simple. You just press a button and you join the campaign to let lawmakers know either you support them in a good thing or you're letting them know, hey, I disagree with what you folks are doing there. This would be bad for America. You just have to click a button. You put your name in there and away it goes. Here's the other thing. Very quickly, Sandy, we don't pester people with emails. We don't. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to inform you, and AFA Action Alerts are one of those avenues.
Yeah, so the bottom line is we don't send you a ton of alerts. We're very judicious about that. That's what Fred's trying to say. Your box isn't going to be flooded, your inbox, with information that you don't want or need. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. You only have about a minute. Are you going to call?
Yeah.
Are all of you going to call today?
Yeah, because in a few minutes, Sandy and I got to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. Okay. I don't know about Fred, but I'm getting out of here. 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. It's been a pleasure spending this time with you this morning. We've given you some news, but it's been a little lighter. It's kind of a rest, isn't it? It's kind of a rest for our minds, but it's time to sort of give and help this engine to continue so that we can give you the best, most trustworthy information every single day. Fred, thank you for joining me. Fred Jackson,
lots
the head
of
our AFR News. Yeah, lots of fun. And we'll be back together tomorrow finishing it out. But don't wait till tomorrow to make that call. Call now. It's 877-616-2396 or AFR.net. And stay tuned. Dan Celia is going to pick up the baton and take it. Sandy Rios in the morning on AFR Talk.